WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Amazon sub hanging out there in the balance with Amazon Luna or whatever the hell it's called these days, you can hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. There's football. We got a little bit of wrestling. We got a little bit of wrestling to talk about. You know, some news. We're gonna talk Saturday night's main event that took place this past Saturday. You know, it's one of those early November shows. Chat. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live tonight. Make sure you've been going to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rockradioshow, checking out 40 Days of John Cena. It's also on the Instagram of Wild Talk Radio and on Twitter and Facebook. So check it out. 40 Days of Cena Mashups.
In honor of John Cena's final leg of his retirement tour.
Indeed, we've started with AJ Styles. We got Abyss out there. We got Batista. And a lot more cooking. So check them out. That's my self promo. Yeah.
It's your self promo. Go like and retweet and watch and do all the things.
Yeah.
And subscribe to the channel while you're there.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's picking up. We're doing some stuff. All the things. So check it out.
Pay our bills. Thank you. Anyway, let's jump. We have news, so let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And happy news to lead off, Lillian and Garcia is engaged.
Ah, congrats to her.
So good for her and her fiance, of whom we do not know the name, I believe, but good for them. I hope they have a lovely engagement and a beautiful wedding, and we want to see pictures.
Indeed.
WWE is taking over the Bell Center in Montreal on back-to-back nights with Friday Night SmackDown on Friday, January 23rd, and Saturday Night's Main Event on Saturday, January 24th. Two-day combo tickets go on sale Friday, November 7th, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, or 10 Eastern?
Yeah.
10 a.m. AM or PM?
I assume it's AM. I don't ever hear tickets.
The 7 is Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wait. So yes, 10 a.m. I would assume Eastern, but just keep an eye on Ticketmaster, you know, or the on-location exp.com/WWE/WrestleMania. Or
no, that's whatever. A different story. That's a story. No, that's a link to click on. So WWE
that's
is
a link to click on.
That's a link to click on because they've announced the big old packages for WrestleMania and the experiences you can have for WrestleMania this coming year in Las Vegas. What you can see, and she sees the pricing that is listed, so now she's going to read it to everybody and tell you what you can get for the on-location WWE experiences featuring the likes of The Undertaker, the Steiner Brothers, and more.
Side note, the webpage is really nice. Props to whoever designed the webpage. But yes, for the Saturday Night's Main Event, go to Ticketmaster.com. That's where you get it. Anyway, you can go to onlocationexp.com/WWE/WrestleMania-tickets, and you can look at the WrestleMania ticket packages for 42. I can talk, I swear to God. You know, honestly, truthfully, and I know this isn't all of them. I know that. Wait, I have to click on the Elite Experiences just to make sure. To see how much, yeah, I don't even think they put the pricing on the Elite Experience.
No, it's there, $37,000. $7,500.
But is there another level? Because there's, like, the elevated Elite packages.
I don't see the elevated.
Elite Experience. Mm-hmm. You scroll all the way down under, like, the Ultimate Experience.
Yeah.
There's elevated Elite Experiences.
Okay, then. Whatever that means.
That are like, they're add-ons, or you get them with the package. I don't know. All it has is a form that you have to fill out, or a connect with our team button that gives you the sign up page. They don't even tell you how much that shit is. They're like, you have to talk to somebody first.
So the elevator one looks like it's like the first row, and then because there's yes. elite, and then there's a plus. The plus is the front row, just Raw, SmackDown, and 42. Elite
yeah.
is two days, rows 2 and 3.
Which, for Elite, is $37,500 per person. Now, for this, you know, $37,000, which is a car, by the way, you get 2-day premium row 2 or better, or worse, I should say, because it's 3 and 4 floor seating. You get an on-stage in-ring photo op at WrestleMania 42. You get a superstar walkout experience on the WrestleMania stage. You have a reserved section at Friday night's kickoff party for Arena 15 or Area 15. And then 5-day VIP WWE World ticket with priority pass fast lane access. Plus, Chad, plus you get premium WrestleMania 42 elite gifting.
Ooh.
Whatever the fuck that is. You get expedited entry at a dedicated priority pass entrance, so you can fast pass this shit.
There you go.
And then you get elite concierge services. What? Hold on. Okay, wait. Because we have to make fun of this. So what does the concierge consist of? It doesn't even tell you.
It doesn't tell you. It's just elite concierge service.
Like, what is the concierge do? Like, is it concierge in general for the entire weekend, or is it just at the event?
For that price, I would hope it's the entire weekend.
I was going to say, yeah. And I don't think this includes hotel, right?
No. Why would I include hotel? Why would you think it could include hotel in these packages? Come on, you just got airfare. You just got to get there.
Well, I mean, they used to do the full travel package, and now they just do this. So, yeah. So, if you would like to pay, and I'm just saying that, like, for front row, it's probably all of this plus a little more, and I would imagine that's, like, what, probably 50 to 60 grand if it's not even listed?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that's sold privately.
That's why they say contact a team, yeah.
Yeah, is we want to make sure you actually have the money to do this. But yeah, if you want to spend an ass load of money, because I will say, that's the special experience.
That's the elite experience. This is for the regular folk coming up.
The silver seems much more reasonable. For the silver, you get a 2-night ticket plus a priority pass. So you get 2-day premium seating. You get a Friday kickoff party at Area 15, a live Q&A with Cody. You get a live Q&A with Rhea and a WWE Superstar appearances. You get a 4-day priority pass at WWE World and Superstore Access. You get WWE World and Superstar priority pass shopping bag so you can fast pass the gift shop. Let's go. And you get a dedicated priority pass entrance to Allegiant Stadium and WWE World in the Superstore. All of this, you also get a handy little credential and lanyard, and you get a professional on-location, on-site support staff.
Ooh.
So you don't get concierge, but you do get support.
You get support. Professional, on-location, on-site support staff.
It's not concierge, but, you know, you get something. All of this can be yours for $1,600 per person.
Per person. But the gold. Tell them about the gold one.
Okay, well, for your gold, you get the 2-day premium seating. You get the all-inclusive pre-show hospitality with on-stage appearances by The Undertaker and Paul Heyman and the Steiner Brothers. You get a Roman Reigns Funko Pop. I mean, that sells it right there.
That's right there, right there.
You get a 4-day priority pass to WWE World in the Superstore. You get a dedicated priority pass entrance to the stadium, plus WWE World and the gift shop, essentially. You get a ring mat plaque, and you get the handy credentials with lanyard, and again, the wonderful support staff. Not concierge, just the support staff.
So for silver, you get to talk to, you get the Q&A. With Cody and Rhea. You go up to gold, you don't get the Q&A.
I would think you would get as you go up.
Everything.
Like, especially, yeah, you would get everything. It's like you get everything in the silver, everything in the gold, everything on up. Like, especially for the elite $37,000 one, you would think you get everything.
It doesn't say that, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. At all.
So the trending gold package currently is $2,950. By the way, the silver is going fast.
I like their little tabs. It's nice. But, you know, if you really want to be a champion, there is a champion level. And you get the 2-night ticket and the priority pass, so you can fast pass everything. And you get the 2-day premium seating. You get a ringside photo op at WrestleMania 42. You get the all-inclusive pre-show hospitality meet and greet with The Undertaker, Paul Heyman, the Steiner Brothers, and superstar appearances. So you actually get to meet them at the champion level. You see, at the gold, you just get to stand there and be in the same room with them. But, you know, if you're a champion, you get to meet them. You know, so it's worth the money right there. You get the 5-day VIP priority pass to the WWE World and the Superstore, and you get the Roman Reigns Funko Pop.
You don't get the ring mat plaque. Oh no, you just get the Funko.
No. But you get to meet The Undertaker and Paul Heyman and the Steiner Brothers, plus other superstars. So, I mean, you know, that's way better than a ring mat plaque. And you get the photo op at ringside.
You get it for how much?
$6,800 per person. Oh.
Hold on. You get dedicated priority pass entrance to the Allegiant Stadium, too.
And the support staff.
And the support staff. But wait.
For $6,800.
But there's more.
But there's more. Because if you just want to pay $200 more. Or no, excuse me. Yes, almost $200
almost,
more.
Almost. It's not quite. It's a little under $200 more.
It's $69.95. You get the suite by the seat. You get a 2-night ticket plus suite access. So, A, you're getting a 2-day premium suite seating. And I have to tell you, just from experience, suites are pretty sweet. You get all-inclusive premium food and beverage, so you get fed at the events. That's kind of worth the money.
That's your $195. That's your $195 extra right there.
There it is. Right there. You get the food. Because you'll get, I think, alcohol. This is my question. Is it open bar or is it cash bar? These are the important questions we must know. Because they say food and beverage. But do they mean regular food and beverage? Or do they mean, like, the adult beverages?
We'll find out.
We will find out. You get in-suite Superstore appearances. And you get to go to the kickoff party at Area 15. You get the live Q&A with Cody and Rhea and the Superstars.
But you don't get Heyman, or the Undertaker or the Steiners.
You get the 4-day priority pass to the gift shop and to WWE World.
But not 5-day VIP access like you get on the other one.
No.
But.
And you get exclusive WrestleMania 42 gifting. Whatever, which I guess that is pass gifting. I don't know.
I mean, it's better than a Funko Pop, apparently.
But all of that, plus you get a TV title photo op. So you get to take a picture with the title.
A title.
I mean, a TV title.
Not the TV title, because they don't have a TV title, but a title they use on television.
Of their choosing. So it could be the Intercontinental. It could be one of the women's titles. It could be the US title. It could be one of the main titles.
You would hope it is. You would hope it is of your choosing.
I would hope it's like, yeah, the main title, because, you know, for that kind of money, yeah, I would want that. You do get a dedicated suite entrance at Allegiant. So you don't get to fast pass it, but you get your own entrance. And of course, you get the dedicated support staff. The clutch dedicated support staff.
Comes in handy for every level.
Oh my god.
But discover the ultimate WWE experience. Priority Pass package has put you in a prime position to make the most out of your WrestleMania weekend, packed full of exclusive events and unforgettable experiences. A Priority Pass allows you to curate the perfect WrestleMania 42 experience that could include 2-day event travel packages, hotel accommodations, exclusive priority. So I guess the Priority Pass does include the hotel. So that's... So yeah, okay, so everything that has a priority pass includes the hotel, it seems like. So that's good.
Yeah, because there's ticket packages, and then there's hotel packages.
Yeah.
That you can do. So you can stay at the MGM Grand for... interesting they're having you stay at the MGM Grand.
And by the way, those start at $1,600. They can go up to as high as... the first package can go all the way up to $2,800 when you actually click on the ticket. All those start at, should mention, they're all starting at prices. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Starting at, okay, you can't.
Yeah, because it's buy ticket plus pass and then connect with our team for the Elite. But if you want to do the hotel, you can stay at the MGM Grand. There's two hotel only packages that do not include WrestleMania tickets. The lowest level, the Park MGM, the 3-night hotel package, which gives you 3-night stay at the Park MGM, 3-day Las Vegas monorail pass, which is actually kind of clutch, and then the on-site support staff starts at $760. The 4-night hotel package is the 4 days. It starts at $1,045, and then it kind of goes all the way up to $9,775 per person. But if you do, actually, that might kind of be like, I don't know if it's a bit of a bargain, but that actually might be kind of interesting, because you get two-day package to WrestleMania. So you actually get Mania tickets, and it's premium bowl seating. You get SmackDown and Raw tickets. You get a 4-night stay at the Park MGM. You get a 4-day monorail pass, and you get the pre-show hospitality meet and greet with The Undertaker and Paul Heyman and the Steiner Brothers and Superstar appearances.
Also the
plus a 5-day.
Friday, go.
Good.
No, it does include the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
Let's go. Sweet actually might be not bad then if you get the alcohol. But you get the world tickets, you get the Superstore tickets, you get the ringside photo opportunity, and of course you get the support staff. All for the bargain basement price of $9,775. per person. But for 4 days in Vegas, that's
not terrible.
It's not awful because you're probably getting a decent room for all of that. I would wager.
Yeah, I just want to read this to you. Join us for the Friday WrestleMania kickoff party, an electrifying start to an unforgettable weekend. Enjoy the official Party Pass kickoff party with all-inclusive food, an open bar, live Q&A segment with Cody Rhodes, and appearances by WWE superstars. The massive welcome party will feature a fusion of art, technology, interactive wonder, unique photo opportunities, and more. Get in the spirit with sign-making activities, interactive experiences, and delicious local bites.
Sign-making? Like poster board signs?
You get to make your own signs.
Huh?
I'm sure you have to make a sign.
What?
What it says. It's right there. It's the marketing. But hey, if you want to go to WrestleMania, the Priority Pass package is now available. And they're going fast.
Dang. Look, if you guys want to go to Mania and you want to pay the money to do it, Godspeed. This, honestly, truthfully, if I was going to do it, I actually would probably go for one of the packages just because, especially for one of the hotel packages, just because, like, for $2,000, it's probably about $2,100, starting at $2,100, that's actually a pretty decent deal because you get the tickets, you get the hotel, you get some perks with it, like, and you're in, like, essentially it covers the hotel and the 4 day, like, and the event and everything else that's going on with it. Honestly, that's kind of a deal. You don't get Raw and SmackDown, though. That's the only thing.
Some of them include it.
It's weird how they do it because it's like some of them have it, some of them don't have it. But if you just want to go to Mania, right? Like if you just want to be there for the show, you fly in. And what's really nice is you're staying at the MGM Grand or the Park MGM, which again is really interesting to me. But it's on the end of the strip that's close to the airport. So you can literally roll in, show up to the hotel, do the thing, be there for Mania, and then fly out like that Monday if you wanted to. If you didn't want to do SmackDown and you didn't want to do Raw and you just wanted to go to Mania, that's kind of ideal. You just have to pay for the plane tickets, which right now, if you booked it like right now, would not be too bad.
So get your stuff now.
So if you're willing to pay the money, do the thing. Get your stuff. And last but not least, with the blessing of the Rotunda family, the Brooksville Kiwanis are changing the name of the long-lasting Kiwanis Invitational to the Wyndham Rotunda Memorial Invitational. We also are creating a scholarship fund in his name that will be presented to one senior wrestler every year before the finals of the tournament. That's so nice.
It is. That's a good story. That's a good story.
And just for everybody wondering, this is a traditional wrestling. This is not a professional wrestling, but it's an annual event. This is the 44th year that they will be doing it, which is very exciting. So it's going to be December 5th and 6th. It starts on Friday at noon and it goes to 1:30 p.m. And then it's starts at Saturday at 8 a.m. Or I guess it's for the different like weights and weigh-ins. So I guess like you get there at noon to weigh in and 8 to weigh in. And then it starts at 1:30 and 9:30 respectively. But it looks like a really cool tournament. It's for local high school students. Looks like anybody can enter if you're of the weight class. There's team and I think there's individual as well. So yeah, go check it out. But that's so cool. I love that for them.
That's really cool. And it's with the blessing of the family and everything. So
yeah, which is really nice. I saw the videos of like Bo and Micah walking around Universal and that was cool.
That was cool.
Seeing everything. So that's nice. The heartwarming to send us off to break. So when we come back, everybody, we are going to be talking all about Saturday night's main event, which was this past Saturday on the Peacocks. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
It's on me now, Oos. Hey, I'ma get them all. I'ma get them all, Oos. Yeah.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out. MBG Film or YouTube.com/MBG1211. There it is. And you can also check us out on Twitch. I just completely screwed up the intro. Anyway, So yeah, like, subscribe, follow, hit the free follow, all that stuff. Anyway, let's talk about Saturday night's main event.
What did you think of the show?
It was okay. Like, that's all I can say about it, was it was okay. Like, it was entertaining enough to watch, but like, it wasn't groundbreaking. You know, wasn't like anything like super memorable or, and I hate to say that, but like, it wasn't anything that, you know, like, you sit here and you go, oh, I got to watch that again. That was so good. Or, oh my God, that was like super groundbreaking or super incredible. It was just sort of there, you know?
It was just a show. Once it got moved off of NBC, they pulled back on stuff. There was no Jesse Ventura. There was no host of the show. It was just 4 matches, 2 hours on Peacock. It was a special that was going up against the World Series, college football, and everything. They weren't going out of their way to kind of put a stamp on it and make it, hey, this is a big splash, because it wasn't never meant to be that. It featured. What they did do was give you 4 championship matches.
They did do that, yes.
Where a majority of the outcomes, though, were kind of very much predictable. There's an argument that could be made that championship picture is kind of very predictable at the moment. We talk a lot about that on Sunday. But also, when you look at this show, and we'll get to the matches and everything, because there really isn't much to the matches.
No.
When WWE presents just a wrestling show, they gave you a solid wrestling show for 2 hours. and there's people who complain it's stopwatch. Well, there was an hour of just doing them doing nothing. An hour of them doing nothing, meaning intros and packages and everything like that.
And you have to have filler.
You got to walk to the ring.
Like, they just don't teleport, guys. They do have to walk, and you do have to do an entrance, and like, you do have to give the live crowd something. Like, this is the thing that drives me nuts, is like, the stuff that they do in the ring, like for the entrances, is it's great for the TV audience, but it's more for the live crowd, and we're just experiencing it as an extension of the live crowd. But when you're there, you want to hear the music and you want to see the entrance and you want to do all that because it's an experience, right? That you don't get at home. That's why it's there. Why do you think they do the big grand, like, special entrances at WrestleMania or at other events? It's for the live crowd. You have to do stuff for the live crowd. You have to. It has to be there because ultimately you're entertaining a crowd of people.
Yeah.
You can't just do wrestling matches. Like, even if you, like, here's the thing, even if you go to Joe Schmo wrestling show in Nowheresville, you still have filler because you have entrances, you have stuff going on between the matches. It's live theater. That's what you're involved in. You're involved in interactive theater. WWE is the same way. It's just on a bigger scale.
Yeah,
you're just more isolated, if anything.
That's pretty much what it is. I believe they got a match before the show as well, so you got like five matches on at least five matches that night. But the argument could be made where it's like, well, when you complain that they do too many angles on a show, where there's too many interference run-ins and there's all this, and then when WWE gives you the basic show, you're left feeling like, huh, they could have been doing more. But then you complain that they overdo it with the finishes. So there's like, you can't win either way. Because I saw a lot of the arguments like, they're just wrestling matches. There's no angles. They're just wrestling. But you're the ones also complaining that there's too many angles. And that the other show, like, you wanted to be like the other show where it's all wrestling. So they gave you four straight up wrestling matches with no interference and no nothing. Where the biggest complaint forever is, oh, interference in the bloodline. Well, the interference from all the Usos and so on and so forth. But now they presented a show clean, and people went, well, why weren't there in it? Where were the interferences? Where were the angles? Like, what actually do you want out of the wrestling show? Do you want the straight up wrestling? Do you want the interference? Like, you gotta make up your mind sometimes.
I think there can be too little, and I think there can be too much. I do agree with that stance because both can occur. I think Saturday night was too little. Like, again, it was just, they drove storylines forward, but they did it in a way that was just very sort of blah. And they kind of saved the impact and the punch for Raw last night.
Oh my,
because God, they had to set the stage for Raw, and then they could move everything forward, because you had to crown champions in one match. You had to do, like, you move storylines forward on this show. But you did it in a way that was, like, very one note.
But also, right? But also, the counter argument could be made was, well, the match that was going to probably have all the pop and circumstance and all the big angles, world champion got hurt.
He did. He did, in fact, get hurt.
So the plan CM Punk Seth Rollins match that would have probably had interference from the Vision and all the big stuff got changed to them trying to just crown a world champion.
And that's fine. That's fair, because you could have had interference in other places, and you also could pivot, right? Because you have Jimmy and you have Jay, and you kind of still could have the Vision lurking, because you have Braun being put in a place where at some point he is going to go for the world title. So you could have him mess with Punk and Jay and just sort of try to get in their heads. Like, there's ways you could do it and it would work. But, like, ultimately they decided not to do that, and that's fine.
Because that match ultimately didn't need it.
No, like, it was fine as it was. I think just the issue is that nothing hit what I would say fourth gear. Nothing was a knockdown, drag-out match of the year candidate. Were they good matches? Yes, but you could tell that they were working at a slower pace. that they weren't necessarily pushing overly hard, which is fair. You know, there were some highlights, like the Intercontinental Championship match was a little bit crazy. Tiffany and Jade's match got a little crazy at points. But, like, ultimately, like, it was just a show. Like, that's all you can say is it was show. It was 2 hours that you could sit here and watch it. Like, I was making dinner and I had it on and I was watching it, right? So, like, it was fine. Like, it made good, like, you know, looking over at the TV while I'm, you know, cooking chicken kind of thing. But, like, it wasn't a, oh, I have to sit down and watch this. And to be fair, going into it, it didn't feel like that, right?
It was like, never booked
that. Going into it, it was just a show.
It was a safe show. No one got hurt. They got in and out. They fulfilled a contractual obligation, and they move on to the next one. That's what this show was. It gave you the headline. It gave you a headline of the squash of Tiffany Stratton, and it gave you the CM Punk finally
squashed.
Winning. Yeah.
What squash? She didn't get squashed.
She got her ass kicked.
That's not a squash.
She got her ass kicked.
She did a fair amount of ass kicking too, from what I saw.
From what I remember, she got her ass kicked majority of the time. That was a Jade Cargill destruction of a champion.
But you had to do that.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not. That
but
was
it's not
the
a
point.
Squash.
To me, okay, it wasn't a squash, but to me, it was an ass kicking, and it was
yeah, it was fair, a woman.
Fairly one sided. Did she have her moments? Yeah, but it was. Point was.
But you had this. You had the setup with a knee, so Tiffany wasn't, in theory, at 100%.
Yeah,
so she was still protected.
I didn't say it was a bad thing, but you had the headline of her winning. Like, the point was, you had a, okay, we'll go, dominant performance by Jade winning. Is that a better description?
That's a better phrasing of it, yes.
Jade, it was a dominant win. That was your big headline. And then CM Punk finally winning the world championship and holding on to it more than 5 minutes. As your two big headlines. So they gave you headlines coming out of it. They also gave you the somewhat controversial finish in the Cody match that they're going to make controversial on television tomorrow, most likely, where he used the belt and stuff like that, and Drew will get his third match for the title on appeal.
I was watching that, and I saw that, and I was like, Cody! How very naughty of you.
So you had stuff coming out of it, but it wasn't blow away like, hey, gotta go out my way and see it. But again, it was never meant for it to be that way.
No, and that's fine. I mean, again, I would rather them go safe here and go all out on something like a Survivor Series. Then do like a really sort of like knockdown drag out show and then just have Survivor Series be very sort of average. Like, this is no offense to Saturday night's main event at all, but this is filler. This is just an additional show they can do
that
to
they got
generate
paid for.
Interest and generate money.
Exactly. Generate money. And you could tell by what the kind of show they give by the amount of money they're being paid for it.
Yeah.
If this was a month ago when they were being paid PLE money, they would have probably went out all out a little bit more. They would have put together more of an intriguing show if they were being paid more for it. But they gave you 2 hours of wrestling in a spot where they just, you know, we fulfilled a date, they wanted content, and we provided content. In a month from now, a little bit over a month, this Saturday night's main event is going to be a little bit bigger. We're going to get the bigger spectacle because it's going to be John Cena's show and all being built around him. So you're going to get his final match, his final send-off. So Saturday night's main event will feel bigger then compared to this one. But again, they gave you four title matches. Like, you also can't complain. They gave you four title matches on a show for basically free.
So here's the thing. On paper, this looks like a really, really, really good show, right? Like, on paper, right? You have Cody versus Drew, you have Punk versus Jay, you have Tiffany versus Jade, and you have Dominic versus Penta, who's over as fuck, by the way, and versus Rusev. Like, on paper, this is a really good card. I think it's just, it lacked oomph. And that's really my main issue with the show. Was it just... It lacked the oomph and the sparkle and the pizzazz that I think we've come to expect. And it wasn't there. and it's kind of like, oh, okay, this is just a... It honestly felt like a shorter episode of, like, Raw or SmackDown. That's what it felt like.
It was a two-hour SmackDown.
And so it wasn't a bad show, like, at all. Like, the matches were fine. As I said, they were entertaining. It was just meh. It was just average. It wasn't anything, again, that, like, you kind of watched it and it didn't grab your attention. Like, there were points that were good. Like, there were points in the matches that were good. But it's overall, it's, oh my God, I have to sit down and watch this. No, that never happened. At least not for me. Like, I'm sure it did for other people. But for me, it was kind of like, oh, okay.
It was there.
I will say it did move, though.
Yeah. Didn't drag. Like,
it had really good pacing on the show.
Yeah. It was a solid wrestling show for 2 hours.
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't need to dive into the matches. Everyone knows kind of what happened. It just sort of, the show happened.
But just to run it down really quickly, Dominic retained the Intercontinental Championship over Penta and Rusev. I like the false finish that they did in that match. That was funny.
With the bell. The
bell. Ring,
the bell, yeah.
And Rusev thinking he won. And then it's like, oh, wait. Oh, no. No, he didn't. We had Jade Cargill's dominant performance over Tiffany Stratton, where Jade picks up her first regular women's championship in WWE. So she's your official SmackDown champion. So congratulations to her. Long may she reign.
Hold on. Well, I got a comment about that. WWE Social. There are two belts in WWE. There's a world championship and a WWE championship.
Mm-hmm.
The graphic they used for her winning the WWE Women's Championship was the women's world title. A little bit of a mistake.
I didn't even see her graphic. I think it was gone by the time I went and looked for it.
Oh, it was all out on social. It was, they kind of screwed the pooch on that one. But it happened.
Social team, prove your shit before you send it out. Check it before it goes. We had Punk and Jay contending for the vacant World Heavyweight Championship. Punk picked up the victory and is now your reigning and defending champion, and he's dealing with Logan Paul. So, bless on that. And for the undisputed WWE Championship, we had Cody versus Drew, where if there was a DQ, which I forgot about this step, the title will change hands.
That's why they made the big deal about Cody using the belt.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but I forgot about the stip when I was watching the match. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, overall, it was a good show. I was actually, like, when they were showing the outside shots of Salt Lake, I don't know how recent they were, but I was like, oh, they don't have snow yet. Interesting. Because normally the snow starts about this time, and, like, they were showing the mountains and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, that's not good for the snowpack. That's not good for the skiing. They need to grow the snow out there. But yeah, like, it was fine. It was a decent show overall. I am looking forward to Survivor Series. Like, it was kind of one of those things, like, I'd say, oh, okay, it's done, cool, move on to the next thing. And you feel bad saying that, but that was, like, legit the reaction. He's just like, hey, moving on.
That's pretty much it. That's all you can really do.
So, with that, I think we're done.
We are, in fact, done for another Thursday night, which means live this Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern will be another edition of CB Radio. It will be a true or false this week for CB Radio. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We're calling it Hot Take Sunday, this Sunday, on Russell Talk Radio. Programming note, we are not live on Monday, because I'm watching the Eagles game. Programming note, a week from Sunday, there is no Russell Talk Radio. I'm watching the Eagles game. But we will be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
You just need to make a graphic at this point.
We're just letting people know up front.
Postponed due to football.
Football. Just watch.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Anyway, we're next Thursday night, 10 p.m. for another edition of Rack. Check out 40 Days of John Cena. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. As we go through different entrances of all your favorite WWE superstars. portrayed by one John Cena. Check it out on all of our social media. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. It's on the YouTube, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. It's on the Instagram at Wild Talk Radio. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcast, to search for the Rack Radio Show. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's no longer Prime Gaming. It's no longer Twitch Prime. It's just a free Amazon Prime sub. All you gotta do is click that purple button below the screen and subscribe for free, or just click it and subscribe. Support the channel any way you can. Speaking of ways to support us, you can use supporter credit card Rocket Sock or
Vince M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, where you buy all the Simpsons, including Bart and now Krusty the Clown.
Krusty?
Krusty the Clown is in Fortnite.
That's apt. Like running around with, like, yeah, that's apt. That works. Do you think we're going to get Sideshow Bob?
I don't think we're getting Sideshow Bob.
Oh, that would be awesome if we did. Oh, come on, Fortnite, do it. Give us Sideshow Bob. Do it.
Anyway, hashtag Epic Runner.
Like, you think about The Simpsons and how apt it is for Fortnite, and it's like, oh yeah, you could put this character in, and this character in, and this character in, and it would all work. It would all fit.
I mean, at this point, yeah.
Like, the only weird one is Marge. The only weird one is Marge.
But it works.
And possibly Flanders.
He was stupid, sexy Flanders works too.
I like that we're getting stupid, sexy Flanders. That's nice.
He's in there. Right? It's great. It's tremendous.
It's awesome. And honestly, I'm very proud of them, because unlike the Green Ranger, they didn't nerf Flanders. Thank you very much. Thank you, Fortnite. Thank you, Epic, for at least giving him a little cake. Unlike the Green Ranger, who got none. I would like to speak to somebody about that, by the way. That needs to be fixed. Please. Thank you. Anyway, if you'd like to follow me on the social medias... Oh, yeah, that's a no bueno graphic. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LXWD. I am on Twitter over there. I am on YouTube, youtube.com/@support. And I am on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.